Freya, how are you?
Good, William. All rugged up. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. It's fresh. It is definitely fresh this week. Hey, let's kick right into it because this first story, I love stories like this first one. What have you got for us?
It's always a nice thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, especially for your Thursday morning, a group of people in Townsville woke up the other morning $60 million richer.
Oh, how my nice. God, how nice. My mum lives in Townsville. I wonder if it was her. That would be
keeping
awesome.
Keeping it very quiet
yeah,
from
she's
you.
She's totally keeping it quiet from us.
So it was 10 people, and they don't actually know each other because they got a syndicate entry, which I didn't know you could do. So they ended up with about $6 million each, which, again, still very, very nice.
Oh, my God, that's going to go a really... really long way. Like, you know, in Sydney, you might be able to buy half a house for that. But in Townsville, you could honestly buy yourself and all your family a house each. Like that, yeah, that will go a very long way.
Don't tell me these things. I always wonder why I moved to the city.
Yeah, I didn't know you could go into like syndicates with strangers either. I guess you just go to the counter and you say like, I want a
syndicate entry,
please. Yeah. I don't buy lotto tickets, so.
Yeah, either do I.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe this is why we didn't win.
Maybe. What would you do with your $6 million?
Well, I used to always say that I'd help my parents finish their renovations and get the dream house, but I think they're finished. So now I guess just the money's all for me then.
Yeah,
what
nice.
Would you do, Willie?
Yeah, I think I'd buy houses for whoever needed it, obviously in areas where we could buy houses.
Yeah.
And then if there was anything left over, maybe take everyone on a nice, really nice holiday to create some memories.
We're so selfless.
Oh, so selfless. I know. I love it. Okay, $60 million lotto win, 10 ways, $6 million each. Not a bad way to start your Thursday morning.
Oh, beautiful. So there's that one. Our next story, also a lovely, I know they're all lovely ones, but these ones are particularly lovely this week. So the Red Cross in Adelaide received a donation of clothing valued at around $20,000.
What?
The clothing was bought with the intention to start a new clothing store down in Adelaide, but of course the pandemic got in the way as it does. So it was donated and now the clothing will be given to newly arrived migrants. And then the leftover stuff will be sold at the Red Cross stores. That's nice.
Oh, that's really nice. That's really nice. Oh, that is a good one. I wonder who, I wonder, yeah, it's so interesting, right? I mean, the pandemic got in the way. They were going to start a clothing store. I wonder, they obviously couldn't sell it online or whatever. But, yeah, donating it to the Red Cross, that's a really beautiful story.
Yeah, it is. It's very nice. And our third one is a little cute one. So Tilly the dog was in the car with her family. This is in Idaho. And unfortunately, their car collided with another car. And Tilly, of course, got very scared and a window was broken. So she jumped out and took off. And the family and strangers that were sort of around the car crash all started searching. First day for about 10 hours before they had to call it a night. They put it all out on Facebook and calling the police and that sort of thing so everyone knew about it. And then a few days later, a farmer in the area was looking out and watching who he thought was his dog and thought, God, they're acting a bit strange. And then finally sort of went over to see what was going on. They'd heard about the dog, Tilly, that went missing and quickly realised it was actually Tilly out on their farm, just decided to start herding sheep.
Oh, oh, that is gold. Oh, that
isn't
is
that cute?
Tilly, she just lost and then she found a flock of sheep and decided to get busy.
Tilly's a hard worker.
Tilly is a hard worker. Oh, Freya, they are some great stories this morning. They are some great stories this morning. Hey, thank you so much for the good news week. And I look forward to, as always, your revolutionary life hack later
on. This one's good.
This one's good. Okay. Okay, I like it. We're going to have that later on this morning. Hey, thanks so much for that, Freya.
Talk to you then. Thanks, Willie.